Now, if you've already filed your state income taxes and you're expecting a refund, you may find yourself waiting longer than usual. An anti-fraud effort will slow down those refunds for thousands of Wisconsinites, with a turnaround time going as long as 12 weeks.
Jason Stein reported on this story. He covers state capital news at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, welcome back.
Oh, my pleasure, Rob.
Well, tell us, first of all, Jason, how many people will see slower than usual refunds this year?
The department says between 60 and 90,000 people, so it's really a good-sized city's population, something like Appleton.
And tell us about the anti-fraud effort that's behind this.
Right. So state officials say that they have seen in recent years higher cases of identity theft, in which criminals take someone's identity and then attempt to file a fraudulent tax return seeking to get income tax refund sent to them instead of to the person who paid the taxes.
So this would be, if I'm the criminal, I'm finding somebody's social security number, whatever other information I can get in identity theft, and then getting a fraudulent refund, their refund, I guess, sent to me.
Correct. It's not a situation necessarily where the person wouldn't still get a refund, but obviously it's a problem for both that person, who's going to have to then prove, you know, what happened, and the government and taxpayers who are out the money that they've sent to this person.
And what kinds of amounts are we talking about that the state has caught in recent years?
It's been a growing amount that the state has of income tax refunds that have been blocked. Now, this is not the same as saying all of these cases are proven cases of fraud. Some may be inaccuracies. But the number has risen from $10 million about 5 or 6 years ago to more than $60 million last year. So, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars over this period.
And how does the state flag these? Or I guess from what you wrote, the state kind of outsources this.
Well, right. And this was one of the things that surprised me, is I have talked with some tax filers who are concerned because, you know, one gentleman who's African-American and lives in Milwaukee was concerned because his income tax return has been flagged 3 years in a row, and he's concerned that something in this process for flagging suspicious returns might have a disproportionate impact in lower income neighborhoods. And so I asked the state about that, and I was surprised when they told me that they don't know how their vendor flags suspicious returns.
Right, and who is this vendor?
The vendor is a company called Fast Enterprises, and they work for a number of states, including Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan, and they have a proprietary process that they take data on known fraud cases from states like Wisconsin, and then they come up with a computer model that identifies other cases where something similar might be happening. And, you know, so I'm trying to get a sense from the state about, well, what factors are being zeroed in on here. And so far, I have not gotten any information.
Right. I guess the key word there was proprietary. The company doesn't want to share this and have competitors know how they're doing it. So it's looking at it from the outside, it sounds like it's a black box.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I mean, the state does say that they have looked at cases. You know, obviously they know the cases that are the returns that are getting flagged and the filers that are getting a letter sent to them saying they have to verify their identity. And that process can take from anywhere from several weeks to up to 3 months. And they say they don't believe there's anything discriminatory going on. But I do think it is an issue for the public in general, that as more and more government decisions get made by computer algorithms, and sometimes computer algorithms that are developed by private companies, there's always going to be this tension between a company wanting to make money, which is a legitimate thing, and the public also wanting to know what, you know, how are the decisions of government getting made, which I think is also a very legitimate thing.
Now, getting back to the taxpayer who is caught up in this, you mentioned if I am flagged, if my return is flagged, it's not a secret. I know about it, right?
Correct. And you have a chance to deal with it. And in normal circumstances, it should be dealt with, in a fairly straightforward fashion. You can get a PIN number and give it back to the state. You can answer some quizzes about information, you know, personal information that you would know and presumably a criminal would not, or you can provide other documents. This can be, you know, this whole process can take maybe just 3 weeks to get your refund, but it sometimes can take longer. I talked with a gentleman who didn't get his refund last year until June, he said.
Yeah, does the state have an ETA? Are they saying as much as 12 weeks or whatever number?
Right, from 2 to 3 weeks up to 12 weeks, from a person giving the state, you know, contacting the state, you know, getting their letter, responding that, yes, it's me, Jason Stein, it's my refund, and then eventually, you know, getting that check.
We'll leave it there for now. Jason, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on that.
Thank you, Rob.
That was Jason Stein, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, telling us why state income tax refunds are moving slower than usual this year for many Wisconsinites.
Coming up, we'll talk about the power of resourcefulness and how to do more with less. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to this to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.